gosh, you've had a lot of great players in your history of what you coached all over. This guy, Mr. Ethan Ladd, has got to be one of the best. He's going to Shadron State. He's going to be a great fit for them, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm just excited for him to get an opportunity to play college football. And, you know, hopefully on the offensive side, I think that's what they're looking like at Shadron. I think he'll do some good things. He's got incredible ball skills, obviously 32 or 33 interceptions in his career. Mm-hmm. It's a Class C record. It just shows the instincts and then just what he can do, the stuff that you can't teach. That kid's got, and he's probably been one of the best from that aspect of football players we've had.
So many great performances over the years. Can you name one that really sticks to your mind over the years?
I didn't think so.
Yeah, no, there's been so many.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of it's not even an interception here, a touchdown catch there. It's a fourth down stop at Howell's Dodge after a knee injury, and he comes off the hash and fourth and goal, and he stops Howell's Dodge, and we get the ball turned back over. It's some of the things you don't see in the stat book, you know, the interceptions, the touchdowns, the catches, that kind of stuff. The 100 yard plus rushing game, the 2,000 yard rushing season. It's Ethan making a play in the backfield, you know, on a third down, on a tackle, you know, in the run game. That again, just the instincts the kid has, and just the explosiveness he plays with.
You really came back well after that injury. I mean, that could be devastating for some, but not him. He fought his way back and got right back in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the kind of kid he is. We knew he would rehab it the right way, and he was cleared to do stuff, you know, towards the end of track season and football camp, and we just decided it wasn't the right thing. And, you know, we didn't need to go take him to Shadron State football camp and see what he could do. We kind of knew what we had with Ethan, you know, after all that. But, no, he did a tremendous job. He's a very disciplined person. And you know, can't thank the hospital and Trevor Horner and what they did to help him, you know, get back. And they said Ethan he was very methodical about, I've got to come into weights, I got to do my PT, I got to do this, I got to do this, and stayed the course and did it the right way.
Well, obviously, Coach Long has watched him for a long time. You guys going to camp up there a lot?
Yeah, and we took him and a couple other guys up when they were eighth graders. Mm-hmm. So he actually went 5 years to camp. So yeah, we've been talking about Ethan and some of those guys, the CSE guys, for quite a few years.
Obviously, he's in basketball mode right now, but I know you're looking forward to watching that guy run some track and high jump and the field events. The kid can do so many events for you, can he?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people that are excited to see what he's going to do there. And like I said, we'll get through basketball, and you know, I know we're all pretty excited to see, you know, the spring sports roll around too after what we did last year. We'll get through the winter stuff, and then the spring gets there. We'll see where we can move him around and what we can have him do.
Fun to watch these high school kids go on for college. You've had your fair share, and some have already graduated and are doing other things, but some are still there, aren't they?
Yeah, and just some of the guys that have come through that have played college sports and got through there. And I'll probably forget some names. Probably, you know, Noah Kirchhoff went up to Shadron State. Phelan went to Hastings and then UNL and finished up at UNL. Quade Myers just finished up at Hastings. You know, Corbin Horner's in Nebraska Wesleyan, and had a lot of kids have some opportunities, and we're excited to see what Ethan's going to do, and amongst some of the other guys that have signed as well.